Good morning and welcome to episode 41 of Martin Uncut. Today is the 1st of March 2021 and this episode is Editing Takes Time. So I'm back after a long weekend. So we had the winter break here in Sweden, so schools were closed last week, and most of that time I worked Monday to Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday I took off to spend time with the family. So that was really nice because we have now really spring weather here in Sweden. So the sun was shining, it was a beautiful large warm sun, and it was really nice when you were out. I, on the other hand, spent most of my time inside renovating one of my kids' rooms, bedroom, so hope they will be happy. But let's jump on to today's content. So, during the weekend here, I worked a little bit on an episode that I will release during next week. And this is an interview I did actually just after New Year's with a podcaster and author from the UK. And the episode will be roughly 40 minutes long when it's done. And it takes a lot of time. So usually when I speak about podcasting, I say that it takes three times as long as you record to produce the episode. But in this case, I actually spent quite a lot more. And the reason is this is an English interview and normally my podcast is in Swedish. So I want to serve my listeners to actually give them a transcription of the whole podcast. And this time then in Swedish. So I need to transcribe it and then translate it. I'm almost done with all that work. So maybe I have an hour more of editing of the audio and then an hour of going through the translations and then I should be done. So it's no cow on the ice, as we say in Sweden. So it's no stress. I will definitely have time to do this before Thursday next week. But this interview was in English and roughly 33 minutes or so of interview time. And after editing, maybe 30 minutes. So that actually turned out to be quite a lot of text. So I'm happy I didn't do that manually. I found a service called HappyScribe that I could upload the MP3 file. So I actually just took the sound, the raw sound, compressed it to an MP3 and uploaded it to this service. It's not the final podcast I transcribed. And it's a paid service. You don't get it for free. You get 10 minutes of transcription for free. So I had to buy a little bit more. So I bought an hour more, and that was €12. And I think that's fairly decent. I mean, if I'm going to sit down and transcribe an hour of audio, especially if it's a rapid conversation, that will take hours and hours to do. So I definitely think there's a value of doing it. I transcribed English, and that kind of worked well. That was just when some very specific expressions and names that the AI didn't really figure out correctly. So that was something I had to correct. And this service has a really good editor, so it's really easy for you to edit the text or the transcription afterwards. And when I'd done all of that, I had 14 pages of transcriptions for 33 minutes of interview. So that's quite a lot of text. And I wanted to give a service to my listeners, and I promised to actually translate the whole interview. So now I have the transcription, and then I put the file into Google Docs, because I know Google Docs has a translation feature. So it translated the whole transcription from English to Swedish. But of course, that translation is not rubbish, but it's pretty bad. So I need to go through it and correct it. But it's going to be quicker to do it that way than actually start from scratch and translating the transcript from the beginning. So I hope I'll save some time. So my expectation is I need to spend an hour or so on that translation. And then it's going to be ready to go. And I talked a lot about HappyScribe and how they work in this episode. This is not any kind of endorsement or anything like that. It's just a service that I found, and I didn't do any real research. So if you have other services that you know of that can transcribe audio for you, and not only English, it would be good if the service also can transcribe Swedish. And HappyScribe, I think they support 100 and something different languages, and both English and Swedish is in there. So that's a good one. So if you know that, feel free to give me a shout, because I would definitely love to know about more services and maybe try them out for a future episode. This was all I had today. I would like to wish you a good day and see you tomorrow.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.